ओम शांति। आदरणीय करुणाभाई जी का हम सभी एक हाथ की थाली से स्वागत करेंगे।
वेलकम ब्रदर करुणा, राजयोगी ब्रदर करुणा
मल्टी मीडिया प्रमुख हैं,
मल्टी मीडिया चेयरपर्सन ब्रह्म कुमारी, मेंबर ऑफ द मैनेजमेंट कमेटी, इंजीनियरिंग
यूनाइटेड न्यूज ऑफ इंडिया
के इंजीनियर,
संवाददाता रहे, राजयोग एजुकेशन एंड रिसर्च फाउंडेशन के मीडिया विंग के अध्यक्ष भी
हैं, आरएस मीडिया विंग डायरेक्टर,
निर्देशक रेडियो मधुबन,
डायरेक्टर ऑफ रेडियो मधुबन,
निर्देशक पीआर वैश्विक आईटी,
डायरेक्टर ऑफ वैश्विक संचारक,
मुख्यालय के मीडिया प्रवक्ता हैं, ओम शांति मीडिया और शिव आमंत्रण समाचार पत्रिका के प्रकाशक
चेयरपर्सन,
रमा कुमारी फिल्म के निर्देशक और निर्माता हैं, राजयोग एजुकेशन
डायरेक्टर ऑफ फिल्म ऑफ ब्रह्म कुमारी
2006 में ग्लोबल रिलेशंस के प्रेसिडेंट के रूप में,
इन द फॉर्म ऑफ प्रेजेंट प्रेसिडेंट वर सेलेक्टेड एज
पीआर प्रोफेशनल पुरस्कार से सम्मानित
किया, ग्लोबल मैनेजर
2008 में,
इन 2008 आइकॉन ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल कम्युनिकेशन अवार्ड वॉज अवॉर्डेड,
दर्शन और आध्यात्मिक शिक्षाओं के प्रकाश प्रसार के लिए कई देशों का दौरा किया है,
हैव ट्रैवल्ड मेनी प्लेसेस,
13 भाषाएं भी जानते
हैं, यू नो 13 लैंग्वेजेस ऑफ भारत,
आप बहुत ही करुणामयी सरल,
यू आर वेरी मर्सीफुल एज योर नेम इज,
तो हम अभी आदरणीय भ्राता जी से अनुरोध करते
हैं, योर हार्मोनियस विद एवरीवन,
की शिक्षाएं हमें सबको सुनाएं।
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
मुझे बताया गया कि आज दुआएं देना, दुआएं लेना,
स्पीक अबाउट गिविंग ब्लेसिंग्स एंड रिसीविंग ब्लेसिंग्स।
जैसे ही उठते हैं,
फर्स्ट अमृत वेले एज वी वेक अप,
तो पहले पहले हम दुआएं,
फर्स्ट एंड फॉरमोस्ट फ्रॉम होम डू वी क्लेम ब्लेसिंग्स।
जो कहते हैं अमृत वेले उठके पहले पहले गुड मॉर्निंग बाबा को करते हैं,
बाबा से देवी देवी को फिर अमृत वेला एंड फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल टेल गुड मॉर्निंग टू बाबा, देन हु विल फर्स्ट गिव अस ब्लेसिंग्स, शो बाबा इज विथ एवरी वन, इज शो बाबा विथ एवरी वन और ओनली मधुबन,
बच्चे रहते हैं
वेयर एवर द चिल्ड्रन लिव बाबा इज विद देम, फर्स्ट एंड फॉरमोस्ट वी टेक ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम बाबा, द वन यू टेक ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम बाबा रेज योर हैंड,
पहले पहले हम बच्चे बाबा से दुआएं लेते
हैं, वी चिल्ड्रन फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल टेक ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम बाबा,
कभी कभी माया बहुत प्यारी है, बाबा कहते हैं वो भी मेरी सखी है,
माया इज वेरी लविंग, बाबा से माया इज माय फ्रेंड एंड माया मेक्स यू स्लीप, यू गेट स्लीप एट अमृत वेला,
सोचते हैं हम
सत्युग, दोज हू बाबा चिल्ड्रन थिंक दैट दे विल कम इन द गोल्डन एज,
अमृत वेला और बाबा की मूवी, ये दो जिनका वो तो सत्युग,
रिमेम्बर बाबा एट अमृत वेला एंड बाबा इज ओनली, दे इज इन ट्रू, so this is the first qualification of those who come in the golden age,
aur noma sham bhi karenge,
then everyone will otherwise
traffic control,
there will be evening baba meditation,
us samay par bhi baba,
there is also traffic control, songs played, we remember baba at that time, no need matter how much they are busy, we definitely go to Baba and we become fresh.
So, ye hai Baba se duaye lene
ka. I know. This is the point to take blessings from Baba at Amrit Vela. When we listen to the Murli Baba in the beginning, addresses the children, sweet children, and even at the end of the Murli, Baba says, sweet children, and gives love and remembrance. So Baba gives us blessings. Only the morning at Amrit Vela. We take blessings from Shri Baba. However, Baba speaks about giving blessings and receiving blessings. How to do this? One day I asked Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi, you wake up at 3 a.m. or 3:30 a.m. and sometimes you remain busy so much until late night. And so I asked Dadi, Dadi, what is your aim? Throughout the day, you will be having any aim. You remain so busy. Dadi said one word. I take blessings from everyone. Dadi Prakashmani says, I take blessings from everyone. I said, Dadi, we all come to you to take blessings, but you say that you take your blessings. You give blessings to everyone, but you say that you take blessings. Dadi says, whoever comes in front of me, they have to become happy and then go. And therefore, I always make this effort. Because those who become happy, their face will bloom like anything. They know what they have received. The blessing that Dadi gave and they become happy, so that blessing so Dadi take and Dadi becomes happy. And therefore Dadi says, from the heart, they give me blessings. We are those who live in the household, we earn for ourselves. And therefore the world is moving. We earn something or the other. But when Dadi said, how we have to take blessings, whoever comes in front of you, they may be coming in front of you with a selfish motto. Even if anybody goes to a shop to buy something, the seller will also have the feeling of how much I have to earn from him. However, Dadi has told us, you make them happy. From the heart, the blessings which come out, that is our income. One is the Brahma Kumaris and Brahma Kumaris means we say Om Shanti to one another. However, you all know, we say Om Shanti, and that is also a blessing that you are a peaceful soul. You gave a blessing, you are a peaceful soul to him. Similarly, we also are a blissful souls. We also take blessings from them. So through the day we have to keep this aim. Those souls who come in front of us, who they are, how they are, what they are, it doesn't matter, but we make them happy and they become happy and they give us blessings. And this practice, even nowadays, everybody in the speech says about positive thoughts. Have to think positive for each and everyone. This also is a practice. We get the blessings from everyone. And therefore, whatever we are earning in order to run the family, that is there. But along with that, as I remember, one brother had come to Sakar Baba. He said, Baba, I want to have a very big business. Baba said, who refused you? The very big you want to, you have. He became very happy. Baba said, however, the way you do, the people who will add with you, the more you do, the more the people will be adding to you. The more they become happy, that will be your true happiness or the true income. In this way, we Baba's children have the same. We may speak 2 lines of Baba's devotion. From that, souls have to get happiness. And with the same, whatever action we perform, if others get blessings through that, then think that we are claiming our blessings. And therefore in Bharat, to take blessings from any elders or to touch the feet of the parents early in the morning, all these things are there, and this is the kosher blessings. And therefore Baba gives so many blessings. On the basis of that, according to the effort we make in the golden age, we receive number wise status. In the end of the confluence age, Baba has given so many blessings. That is the result that you all have come here.
तो मैं निर्वर भाई जी से निवेदन करता हूँ.
Now I request brother Nirvar.
दुआएं दे.
Give blessings to everyone.
ऐसी आशा करता हूँ.
I hope this.
ओम शांति. हम आदरणीय.
Introduction of brother Nirvar. Wholeheartedly we thank Brother Karma in a very easy manner to explain the method of giving blessing and taking blessing. We will all definitely follow that And throughout our life, we will continue to do this service. Briefly, I will introduce our most respected brother Nirvir. It is very lengthy. It is very short. I can't do it very short. In this great idea which is established by Baba, Secretary General of Brahma Kumaris, Global Hospital and Research Center Managing Trustee, since a childhood, very religious, like Swami Vivekananda, Ram Tirtha, have imbibed the knowledge in your life since a childhood. In 1959, you came in contact with Brahma Kumaris. And with inspiration of Prajapita Brahma, you continue doing the world service. And the brother decided his life, and according to the direction of Prajapita Brahma, engaged himself in God's service. In 1982, there was a special session of disarmament in UN. He was a very motivational speaker. Met many eminent personalities. And recently, 10th May in 2023, Honorable Prime Minister of India, Shri Narendra Modi, laid the foundation of a multi-speciality hospital, looking to the condition of the coming times. In order to take care of the health of everyone, in order to do their service, the multi-level specialty hospital will be built. Doesn't have animosity with everyone, with anyone, and his name is Nirvir. He doesn't have animosity with anyone. And therefore, we will now listen from Brother Nirvir.
Om Shanti. Atriye Karuna Bhai Ji aur Sarva Ben Ji ka lakh lakh shukriya.
I gratefully thank Brother Karuna and Sister Saurabha. Who with a lot of love welcomed me. Today's topic is giving blessing and receiving blessing. It is a special system on the path of devotion. Sometimes we will be amazed of some people are such. They only say, give me refuge. Some ask for blessings and mercy from God. Let my child be okay. Even if anybody is ill, they will also say, you have to remember God. Let God give him power. Let God make him healthy. But sometimes we people knowingly or unknowingly do some things through which we can give blessings and we can also take blessings. 8-10 days ago, I telephoned Brother Karuna and said, in Uttarakhand, there are 40 laborers who are trapped. So one circular has to be sent to the centers that everybody have to have yoga with a Baba for their safety and send the vibrations of good wishes. For 15 minutes, all the center have to meditate. You may be in the traveling, you might have got that message. I don't know much about this, but Brother Karuna knows. But this is the feeling of the heart for one another. The one whom we have spiritual love and the essence of our entire knowledge is all human beings belong to one Godfather. All are Shivbaba's children. And all our daughter and sons of Brahma Baba. And if this is a world family, in a spiritual way, we have to keep this feeling to spread our good wishes everywhere. The question doesn't arise, will this vibration reach to them or not? That you all know.
Electronics may be frequency.
Even in the electronics, there will be one frequency and the message is given in that it will reach from one end to the other end. The one who will receive or not. But the message will go. The one who receives will benefit from it. The one who doesn't receive, they will also get the benefit. However possible, and you all know, and you all have seen, our brothers and sisters have good wishes, and the result, there was a little delay. But 42-41 brothers our laborers who are trapped there, they have been saved and they have come out of the tunnel. Before me coming to the class, I got the opportunity to meet the brothers and sisters from Mysore. I had a sweet conversation with them. And one thing that I got into my thought is, even on the path of devotion, we go to the temples, gurudwars, we pray to God, O God, O God, rescue me from five vices. You also might have done on the path of devotion. From God we get the direction and what effort you have made. You make some effort, have courage, then God will also help you. And Baba's words, Baba Veda, like I would say, children's courage and help from the father. Children have to keep courage. And if children keep courage, there will be self-confidence. And Baba will also help. Today, we have to look at our chart, being the little observer. From the day we have belonged to Baba, this has become very clear that these five vices is our enemy. We don't want friendship with them. Sometimes we become influenced to it. We come under their control. I share my experience. In many classes I might have shared. One child of 8 years. The story is long. I looked at that 8-year-old child with a lot of anger because he was missing his class. And that child couldn't tolerate. He cried. And looking at his tears, I got one thought in my mind. I gave him sorrow by looking at this sorrow. Even this is not right. I hugged him and I made a promise in my mind that from today onwards I will not look at anybody with anger, will never think negative about anybody. No matter how much I am benefited or I am losing, it doesn't matter, but I have to stay positive. I am very happy that in these 35 years, I didn't have the opportunity to repent. If anything you don't like, you just have a smile. And whomever it refers to, he will understand. And they themselves will come to you and say, I am sorry, I made this mistake. The meaning to say this is, all the part of devotion, we have been praying to God. And after belonging to Baba, Baba with a lot of love explains टुडे वॉज अ वेरी गुड डे एंड नाउ आई विल कम टू योर लैप एंड स्लीप गुड नाइट बाबा एंड यू विल गेट वेरी गुड स्लीप You have this regular practice, never miss. Sometimes it so happens, throughout the day, we will be working so hard and we become tired. And while at sleep, we don't remember Baba. And what does Baba say? Child is very tired. You come to me. I will massage you. I will massage your head. And just think about God Himself is massaging the head of us. Does they need anything else? And therefore, have to create a feeling for this. Baba, Baba. Think only this much. Baba. In Gujarati, Ba means mother. Baba means father. Mother and father. With the power and strength of the mother and father, and the result of their company is Baba sometimes tells mothers that you have to meet Baba your child. Have you made Baba your child? Those who have made Baba your child, raise your hand. Do you get ashamed of how you have made Baba as your child? But Baba said you have to forge all your relationship with Baba. Baba is our Baba, teacher, Sadguru. And sometimes Baba also plays the part of a child in the Sakar Baba times. Some brothers or mothers, they would take Sakar Baba on their lap. This is very generous. The more generously you will forge your relationship with Baba, the more closeness you will have with Baba, and more closeness there will be the color of that company. And in order to become equal to the Father, this is the easy and the simplest way to have the thought of becoming equal to the Father. As is the company, so will be colored. To have Baba's company means to have the company of the world Father, the highest and high company. Make Baba sit in your heart and become the bead of Baba's rosary, become Baba's jivan in whatever way you want, in whatever form you want. But consciously have to make effort. The more you love Baba, the more you will experience closeness of Baba. I have a lot of experience of this. From the day I have belonged to Baba. The remaining samskars of the 63 births will come to show its face to us in between, sometimes. That should be completely burnt away. No activity of its should disturb us. It is seen that through Bhagavad Dada's Murli, we get Srimad. And if we follow Baba's Srimad, the mind will be greatly happy. And if we violate, there will be unhappiness. There will be dryness. Nowadays we are having Sakar Baba's Murli, through which you can get an idea. Many children used to get being with Baba doesn't inculcate anything. And because they are not inculcating, they become subservient to Maya. In Baba's words, Baba says, Maya will leave them unripe. And therefore, we have to pay attention to ourselves. And the method is, before you begin with any task, look at Baba's picture, and in the mind of mine, Baba, I am going to do this work, you come with me. How much time do you need to say this? Then look at the result. Baba will walk along with you. Baba will guide you. And there will be no wrong decision with you. And these are my little experiences. I wish to tell you. So if we pay little attention, then Baba will say, there may be 8 Pasvidhanas, or 100, or 16,000. It isn't necessary that the birds will all be threaded in one rosary. There may be other different rosaries. Even when you go to the temple of Sri Lakshmi and Narayan, they will not be having only one rosary, there will be many rosaries. If you want to become invaluable beads of Baba's rosary, then the only one method is follow Baba's Srimad 100%. Within 1% shouldn't become less. And they for sure have determined the thought. Maya will try to put it down. But you have to stare your eyes to Maya. Be careful. Don't come to me. Then it will go away. I find in this way, when you bring awareness to yourself, then there is a saying, Shiv Shakti, Pandava army. Whoever there is the army, there will be warriors, soldiers. For what? To gain victory over the enemies. So now that time has come, with a determined thought, have to become the jewels of victory. And shouldn't step backwards. And for that, there is a good wishes and also congratulations. Om Shanti. Now everybody sit alert. And for 5 minutes, will become the residents of the Supreme Abode along with Baba. Light and light. You are also light. Baba is also light. And in between both of them, there is the light of equanimity.
नजर जिनकी सदा तुम पर बसे, जिस दिल में बस तुम हो, नजर जिनकी सदा तुम पर बसे, जिस दिल में बस तुम हो, बने पावन सरस जीवन दिखते बस तुम्ही तुम हो, दिखते बस तुम्ही तुम हो, तेरी पलकों की छाया में हमेशा वो दो पलता